A projected 9% reduction in Title I funding nationally will mean cutbacks in summer school programs, teachers, and technology in many school districts and charter schools locally. Congress slashed funding for several programs this year in an effort to roll back the nation's deficit. In addition to federal sequestration, there was a 0.2% across-the-board cut that also impacted schools. Carl Wilson is Utah's director of Title I and federal programs. He says Utah's share of the nation's poor has also shrunk.
Even though some of our school districts may have had an increase in the number of children that are economically disadvantaged, the overall count across the nation over the last few years has been much higher.
Wilson says local school districts and charters were encouraged last year to set money aside to brace for the cuts. But Wilson says that's difficult when schools are seeing as much as a 10% reduction in federal funding.
It's hard to absorb that kind of reduction when most Title I funding is personnel driven, and you're talking about losing people positions to help support students in need of extra academic support.
Granite School District receives the most Title I money for any district in Utah. Whitney Evans, KUER News.